Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
All righty, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Panini is the title partner of the 2024 NBA Rising Stars, and fans can check out exclusive content featuring Panini Rising Stars participants on social media via the hashtag Panini Rising Stars. Panini is the exclusive trading card partner of the NBA. You can get Panini NBA trading cards at Walmart, Target, and hobby stores nationwide, and you could also start collecting your favorite NBA players as digital collectibles on the Panini America platform at paniniamerica.net. And now joining us on behalf of Panini is a three-time NBA champion. And that, of course, is BJ Armstrong, kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. BJ, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this, and happy All-Star Weekend to you.
Thank you very much. It's always great to be here. You guys do an excellent job and appreciate you. Panini, it's great. Great city of Indianapolis at All-Star Weekend. So thank you again for having me on.
So we're getting ready for the dunk contest. I'm happy Jaylen Brown's doing it this year. You have Mac McClung, the defending champ from a year ago, Jaime Jaquez, and then Jacob Toppin. Still, though, whenever I think of the dunk contest, LeBron has done everything possible there is in this league except participate in the dunk contest. Why do you believe that LeBron never went through with it and tried out this dunk contest once?
Well, I think many times when you play the game, you have the participation of playing in the game, the spontaneous reactions that you get in playing and competing. And then all of a sudden, when you get in front of an audience, when it's just you and you're dunking and you're playing. And I remember the first time I competed in the three-point contest, it's a different feel. And I can only imagine, I would compare it to being an entertainer and being on the stage all by yourself. You know, I used to always imagine, what would that be like? You know, you're on the floor with nine other guys, that's one thing. But then you're on the stage and you're all by yourself. Suddenly, it's a different thought. And I remember being in an arena with 20,000 people and you're playing in a game and I didn't think twice about it. But I remember shooting and you suddenly realize, that everyone in the arena is just looking at you. And that required a different type of feel. So I would imagine, you know what, All-Star Weekend, you don't want to wear yourself out. He's playing. And I just think it's just probably, you know, so much. He's in the this, that. He's moving around with his partners and NBA things. So I think there's a lot of things of reason he probably hasn't done it. But certainly for the fans, for all of us, we'd love to have seen a talent, an athletic player like himself participate, and I'm sure it'd be a treat for all the fans.
Now, we know the cameras have always been on LeBron his entire life with that individual moment like you were talking about. Are you saying you felt like LeBron was a little bit intimidated by that extra attention? Is that what you were saying?
No, I don't think it is. I just think it's a different thing. You know, you don't just – a lot – two things you have to have, to me, if you're going to participate in the dunk contest, right? And I've never been in, but I would imagine in talking to people – one, you have to be prepared for that, right? You have to be prepared for, you know, you got to have a combination of dunks. You say, this is what I know I can go to. So that's one thing. You just don't show up and play because, you know, you got to engage with the crowd. You got to engage, get a feel for what you're going to need. Is this your 50 dunk, 50, you know, one that you can get a 50? Is this one that's going to get you to the next round? But more importantly, you have to have an incredible imagination. And yeah, I'm talking any player that participates. You know, when you watch some of the greatest dunkers of all time, like Dr. J, and you talk to these guys, you say, what made you do the free throw line dunk? He was like, I just had a feel. You ask Vince Carter. You ask Dominique Wilkins. You ask Michael Jordan. Yeah, they had some thoughts of what they're going to do, but the imagination and the things that they were doing, a lot of that time just happens in the moment. So I think you have to really be all into it to give a performance like that. When you watch Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon and those guys, I think it takes some preparation. And a lot of times you play the grind of the season, you do these things, and the last thing you want to do is have another thing put on your plate. So I'm not saying that's what it is, but if you're going to participate in this, you have to be prepared. And it's not something you just show up and say, hey, I'm here. You got to be ready if you're going to compete and try to win it.
Talking to BJ Armstrong, I'm always a sucker for the three-point contest. I know there's a new wrinkle this year. I guess the three-point shooting in All-Star Weekend with Steph going up against Sabrina. I can't wait to see how that unfolds on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it will be. And it'll kind of remind me a little bit of, men's, women's. And I think they're shooting it from the men's three-point line, if I read that correctly. So I think it will be fascinating. I think it'll be very engaging. I think it'll be a lot of fun for the sport. And certainly both players are amazing three-point shooters in their own right. And to have them out here competing against one another, I think it's good for the game.
Talking to BJ Armstrong on behalf of Panini. So we know Doc Rivers has taken over the Bucks. He's 3-7 in his first 10 games. They've been disappointing. A lot of people weren't happy when Doc took over. Do you feel like they'll eventually get this thing moving back in the right direction, which would be playing in the NBA Finals this season?
Well, it's kind of like this situation kind of reminds me of having your first child. You don't go home with the instructions of how this is going to work. Okay. And, Doc gets the job, a very unusual situation, how that occurred, especially, we got to talk about the elephant in the room, the outgoing coach, he was in 30-16 or something, which I think at the time they were in second place. Things seemed to be going well. And then all of a sudden they make this change and they bring in Doc Rivers. So there were some expectations there. And currently after about 10 or 11 games, they haven't been playing exactly championship caliber basketball. We both know that they have phenomenal players, all-star players that both will be here, Giannis and Damian Lillard. However, right now it's a tough stretch for them. I know they're on a road trip. They lost a tough game, I think, last night against the Memphis Grizzlies. So there are some things they have to figure out there. However, any team that has, Giannis Antetokounmpo on the team will always be in contention. So certainly they have the talent to turn it around. But right now things are looking a little tough. And I think eventually, because of their talent, they'll get it figured out. However, they have one thing in mind. This is a championship caliber team. So anything less than that, I think they would probably consider that a failure up there in Milwaukee.
BJ, I know you were close with Draymond Green and used to represent him. Just what has kind of stood out to you in this last year with everything pertaining to Draymond?
Well, when you have a championship run, it's phenomenal. And you enjoy the moment. You live in the moment. And certainly all of those guys, their big three in particular, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, who you mentioned, and Steph Curry, those guys have enjoyed a phenomenal amount of success. They have four championships. A good friend of mine, Steve Kerr, who I played with for many years up there in Chicago, what they've been able to achieve speaks for itself. However, every championship run comes to an end. So you're seeing now this run in the sort of the latter stages of their run, wherever that's going to end.
It feels like the juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore with Draymond. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, you know what? It's just a matter of figuring out. Right now, they've gone through some, adversity, to put it kindly, within their team and their structure. And they're not playing at a championship caliber. Let's just call it what it is. So if we call it like it is, we'll say, that's what's going on right now. Now, the thing is that we know they have the experience. We know they're battle tested, and we know they have the heart of a champion. However, as you age, it gets more and more difficult to get through the regular season to get to the playoffs. And if they are in they are in really a tough situation, because if they don't continue to improve or get better or start winning games, this team may not even get into the play-in, let alone the playoffs. So right now they're trying to figure it out. They've had some things that have sidetracked them. Draymond missing games. You know, right now Chris Paul is out. Klay Thompson isn't playing at the level that, you know, we're normally seeing Klay Thompson play at. And consequently, you know, this is a team that's won 10th or 11th place, somewhere around there. So they have a lot of things to figure out. However, you got to say what they did achieve. You know, they're world champions.
Yeah.
And that's what they did yesterday. But right now, they're certainly not playing at a championship level. And we all know that mediocre basketball is mediocre basketball. And that's where they're playing right now.
Tell me what you're doing today on behalf of Panini.
Well, I'm here. I'm celebrating Panini. You know, I'm so excited. I got my Victor Wembanyama rookie card, so I'm holding on to that. And I'm just going to watch that thing soar in value over the years as his career takes off. So I'm here hanging out with Panini at All-Star Weekend. I'm in Indianapolis. Great food, great people. So and here I am doing the show with you. So it doesn't get any better than that.
PaniniAmerica.net. Make sure you check it out. He's BJ Armstrong. BJ, I got about 20 seconds here. Real quickly, what's your finals prediction right now? Eastern Conference, Western Conference, who gets there?
My final, the Boston Celtics versus our Denver Nuggets. So that's my prediction.
BJ, thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
You got it. There he is, BJ Armstrong, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk more about the slam dunk contest on the other side. Also, I have a wide receiver that the Kansas City Chiefs should pursue. We'll get to that next, and Mike Pinnell from the Chiefs will join us 20-25 minutes from now.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.